Okay, I'm here with the legend that is David Prowse, also known as... also known as Darth Vader. How are you, David?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah, and congratulations on your award.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
The Spirit of Hammer.
The nicest award I think I've ever had, actually.
Really?
It's even better than my MBE. Yeah.
Fantastic. So what makes it so special for you?
Well, I think it's recognition. It's basically recognition for, we're talking about really 30-odd years of work it's 30 years on from when we made the movie originally.
Yes.
And to think that, as I said, the films that we did has retained this interest for all this period.
And it's bigger than ever now.
It's bigger than ever. I know. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah.
Does it make you feel that, you know, still after all this time?
I'm very, very, very proud, actually. Yeah. Very proud of it.
And
to think this, it's something I did, as I said, all those years ago. And when I did it, I thought, people used to come up to me and they said, what's this film like you're doing? And I said, it's a right old load of rubbish, actually. You know, and I said, little did I know, after all, you know, that it was going to be such a huge phenomenon.
So you didn't like it much when you did it?
No, I liked it, but it was just, you know, it's all the dialogue of all the artists in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it was all sort of spacey stuff, you know, and it just didn't sort of gel properly, as it were, you know.
Was that the first time you'd done sort of sci-fi type?
No, I'd done a little bit of sci-fi before that. Yeah. A few odd things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, I must mention you were the Green Cross Code man
the greatest job I've ever had.
Really?
I was the Green Cross Code man for nearly 30 years, actually.
Yeah.
And we actually halved the road accident figures in Great Britain. When we started the campaign, they were running at something about 30,000 children were getting knocked down, injured and killed on the roads in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And then when we finished the campaign, we got it down to about 15,000.
Oh,
it was a tremendous, tremendous campaign, because if you added it all up over those years, and we saved literally hundreds of thousands of children's lives.
Fantastic. Yeah, it should be on now.
I got the MBE from the Queen for services to road safety and charity.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was nice. Nice going to Buckingham Palace and meeting the Queen.
Yeah.
Tiny little lady, yeah. Lovely. Oh, very, very pleasant and very nice.
Oh,
made me very, very comfortable.
Yeah, that's lovely. So what do you think to all this tonight? Then it must be quite different to what you used to with all the metal world.
It's very rare do I ever come across sort of celebrations like this.
Yeah.
No, this has been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Normally I turn up at all these different shows and sign autographs for a few hours and then go. You know, that's basically it. Yeah.
So are you looking forward to the new Star Wars films?
Well, we got 7, 8, 9 now. You see, but unfortunately, I got killed off in 6. You see, so the, unfortunately, Darth Vader's not going to appear in 7, 8, 9. But I think it would be wonderful if they were to offer me a. You see, I've never been seen. My face has never been seen in a movie.
No.
But if they wanted to offer me a role in the movie, I could come into the movie. You know, quite easily. You know, having never had my face seen.
So I'm
keeping my fingers crossed. Yeah.
What's it like wearing that mask all the time? Is it quite hot?
Yeah, that was quite warm. Yeah, and the suit was all made from quilted leather, and that was quite warm.
So
the biggest problem with the mask was it was made too big.
Right.
And so they had to pad the whole of the thing out with foam rubber inside. And I always remember when they put the mask on the first time before all the padding went in. They said, "Well, look, can you just move your head from left to right, and we'll see how it moves." You see, and I went like this. You see, like, and the mask still stayed facing forwards. Like,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And so I said, "Oh, this is ridiculous. You're gonna have to make another one." They said, "Oh, no. The mask is absolutely perfect for your shape and body and all the rest of it. You know, your size." And they said, "No, what we do, we'll pad the inside out with foam rubber." So that's what they did.
They all fitted
flesh in, like, you know.
Thank you so much for your time, David.
Oh, it's been lovely.
Great talking to you.
Been nice.
Thank